do it, but we gave them the benefit of the doubt and said, but if we don't like it, you ain't putting it out. And they did it, and he was just trying to make us sound like Snap or CNC Music
Change
Factory.
The whole thing.
Yeah, basically to make it sound like a different group. And we said, you know, forget it, because we want to do this on our own terms, and we sound like we do deliberately. It's not like we're doing it as a mistake or something.
It's just one of those things record companies like to do, man. I mean, a good record's a good record. I don't think it really matters what country you're living in, you know.
I agree.
I mean, you know, you got some nice music, and it's going to happen. You know, people, human beings, it's human beings, and if you've got, like, some nice rhythms going, you know, human beings is going to like it.
Yeah. I think they just had trouble using their brains to understand how to market us or something.
But you just stood up to them and said no.
Well, yeah, we said before he done it, if we don't like it, we don't want to put it out.
You know? I mean, they're cool about that because they say, like, you know, we want our groups to, like, you know, be kind of satisfied, I guess, with what they're putting out. And, you know, if we don't like something, it doesn't go out. And that's the way it's always been with us anyway.
That's the trip, man, the way that they do that. I imagine there's so many artists who have things put out that they're not happy with, but they can't, you know, because of contracts and that it just goes out without their permission.
Yeah, I've heard
can destroy their career.
Yeah, a lot of dodgy mixes go out, I think.
I mean, after Soul to Soul and now after CNC Music Factory, I mean, there's almost like duplication. Everything is exactly the same. It's like a formula that they think, well, this will sell, so let's do it, right?
Yeah, turn on the radio and hear all those kind of house records, it's like they could be all the same people, really. It's just producers getting faces to make records.
Right. Well, anyway, I want to play another one of your records and also want to give away some tickets and then come back and talk to you a little bit about the radio, what it's like over there in England right now. So anyway, we were talking there off the air about like MTV and radio and all that. So what's going on as far as hearing good new music in England compared to the States? What's it like?
I mean, in London, there's like Kiss has been made legal, which is cool because they just play dance music 24 hours a day. But the pirate situation is terrible. You know, now if you're found doing a pirate station by the police, they can just close you down, but then they get your address and they can go to your house and basically confiscate your whole record collection.
Really?
So, like, a lot of people just can't be bothered anymore.
Because for a while there was a lot of cool pirate stations.
Yeah, there was, you could find 20 anytime, but now it's like two or three, if you're lucky. And like the rest of England, you know, it's like Radio 1 is the national radio station, and that's, you know, it's kind of like a bit like MTV. It plays the same five tunes all the time. It's something you don't want to hear. You know, they just get some kind of pop record that nobody's heard of and just play it over and over again until it kind of brainwashes people into buying it.
Also, too, I was reading recently where, you know, it's changing here, but England is different from the States as far as how the charts are compiled. Like, there it's based on record sales. And I read somewhere where there was a group of people going out and they go and buy, like, maybe 100,000 Huey Lewis records, and suddenly it's number one.
Yeah, right? Could be, yeah.
So it's easy to manipulate. Well, what I heard that, was it in Birmingham or Coventry, that there was some cool station that was like a soul station where they mixed like head house and rap music?
Maybe Birmingham. I've heard a few passages.
That's a legal one, right?
It could be, yeah. I'm not exactly sure. I think it works in different areas, you know, like that. I think they're just kind of real heavy on London at the moment.
And what's the club scene like over there for rap music and house music? I know that those acid raves were going on for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of totally boring, you know. It was like going for about a year, and that's all anybody ever did was house raves, you know, and kind of like hip-hop got sort of pushed under the carpet a bit. But I think in the time that the house raves were happening, I think that's when all the kind of artists actually, like, developed their music more, because before they were, like, making records which maybe, like, 1,000 people in England would have bought, because they're the only ones that would have understood what they're going on about. You know, but now they kind of realise they've got to, like, you know, get their messages over a bit clearer. So they kind of, you know, I think they just worked on their music a bit, and now it's stronger.
And that's it. Well, getting back to your music and the sound of the Stereo MCs, one thing that separates you from a lot of the rappers today or the crews is that you have a live drummer, Own If. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think the advantage of having a live drummer versus a drum machine? Or does Owen want to answer that? Or
I mean, it's just, it makes it liver. You know, it's like we feel more in control of, like, putting over a real, you know, kind of hopefully an exciting live show. And also, we, you know, when we kind of got Owen playing the drums, we were we were being stuck in like clubs with not very good sound systems, just the usual kind of thing, promoters saying, oh, they can get away with doing a rap show without spending any money and basically ripping people off and there's a bad sound. You know, we wanted to kind of change that so that people can go to our show and know that we've done our best to get a good sound system and make it, you know, like put something over.
Right. Well, anyway, tomorrow people can go along and check you out. You're going to be at the DNA Lounge doing a show. This is not to be missed. I would recommend everyone go there. It's not too expensive to get in. We're not allowed to say dollar figures on the air, but it is 6 units of something to get in, which is a deal, I think, to go see Shot of Soul opening for the Stereo MC. Shot of Soul will go on about 9:30, and you guys go on at 10:30, and they'll do about 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, something like a bit, maybe a bit more.
So people have got to go and check you out. Well, Stereo MC's Rob B, the head, and Owen F, who is silent in the background. I want to thank you for coming in to KUSF.
That's cool, man. Nice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So good luck. And who are you going to produce in the future? Any new artists you're going to work with, you know?
We don't know yet, because we've kind of been away from home so long, we haven't kind of worked it out.
Right.
We want to go home and do a new LP.
And there you have it. Brings us to the end of this week's show. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM and online, WFMU.org. I'm Billy Jam. This has been Put the Needle on the Record. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you, FMU. Thank you.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s. And I have some great ones to play for you. I'm happy to share. Soul 45s on a Friday night. Stay tuned.
With me, Deanna, baby, do you feel the beat? Oh, well, come on, baby, and move your feet. We're snug as a bug, let's cut a rug. Ooh, we come dance with me. Gonna do the rock and the Texas hop. Rock and roll and never stop. Stroll the stroll and me, Deanna, baby, it's a whirling band. Well, now, give me your hand. We're gonna flip and flop, doing the rock. Ooh, we come dance with me. Dance with me.
got get one. Hold on. Hold on to what you got.
Soulville Show, WFMU. In the background, Freddie Mitchell and his Rockers. This is called Seaweed. We heard from Margo, just Margo, no last name. Every Day, the name of that one. The Fidelities did Hold On To What You Got. Martha Carter from down in New Orleans on the Ron label. You Can If You Think You Can. And some early Johnny Guitar Watson, Deanna Baby, on the Keen label. Red Riders did the instrumental at the very beginning of the show. That was called Sugar Beet. This one, oh, I've already identified this one. So I got a CD track queued up. I don't do that very often. And when I do, things sometimes go awry. Fingers crossed that this plays. This is by one of my all-time favorite artists. Definitely top five, probably top two. I'm not going to say top one, but he might be. His name's Earl King. I did a whole tribute show to Earl King back in October of 2020. You can look that up. This is one I've never played before. This is an unreleased Motown recording from a time when a bunch of New Orleans musicians drove up to Detroit and recorded for Berry Gordy. Nothing came out of that that was released, but there are three tracks on this CD called Motown's Blue Evolution. That's the only way to get them, I think. Three Earl King tracks. There's one I've played before because I had it pressed up into a 45 for myself. That was called A Man in a Book. This one, never played. Let's hear from Earl King, recorded in Detroit at the Motown Studios, 1963. This is called Hunger Pains.
How many friends you meet out in the street will buy you a drink before something to eat. Their pockets all filled with money. You so hungry, it ain't funny, but that's the way it'll go. That's the way to go, 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 go. That's the way to go, 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 go. Gotta tell you I know, said I know. That's the way it goes. But everybody looks at you different when you're out of the rut and on your feet. Even your stuck-up neighbors will go all out of their way to speak. That's the way it'll go. Coming down, 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 coming down with a heartache. Coming down with a heart.
coming down the river hard. Yeah, coming down. Yeah, I'm coming down. Well, I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I'm coming down.
They can talk if they want to about you, you, you. I won't listen because I know your love is true, true, true. Well, now talk they may, but I'm gonna stay in a cold way. Since I'm home, everybody say you're no good. Good, good. They say you go with every man if you good, good, good. Well, now, Paul, baby, I'm gonna stay in it only. Now, what they say can't hurt me. Nothing but sticks and stones. I'm gonna shut my ears, chase away the and show them that our love is strong. They can't chatter, but it don't matter. Come on, let's kiss, kiss, kiss. Gonna let them know that I'm the love that you've missed, missed, missed. Well, now, Paul, baby, but I'm gonna stay in it, oh, it ain't going nowhere. Gonna stay right here, yeah. Cause you're my girl, girl, girl. Wouldn't trade you for the world, world. I feel so
good. Come on, baby. Do the Detroit move now. She can back fever. Give it to me now.
Thank you.
Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Every Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m., it's an hour of Soul 45s, usually about, 25 of them. I think that's the average, maybe 24 point something. In the background, this is called Jivin'. It's by Sean Mills' finger poppin' band. Crazy Dance before this one, The Philly by Harold Andrews and the Shebangs. Another Crazy Dance, kind of a blue-eyed, wild Mitch Ryder-style thing by the Invictas called The Detroit Move. Dave Baby Cortez singing, rare record where he sings, and in fact on the label it says singing Dave Baby Cortez. He also plays the organ on that one, which is his usual shtick. I'm going to stay the name of that. Jackie Shane did Coming Down. Oh, I ran out of real estate here. And Earl King, that unreleased Motown track. There should be more written about that journey of New Orleans musicians up to Motown Records. It's a really fascinating thing. Happened in around 63, and not much came out of it, but I'd love to know more. What do I have queued up right now? Oh, a slower one by Karen Small.
Is he the one that broke your heart?
Yes, he's the one. Because I really love you.
Yes, I really love you.
I'll catch you when you're feeling serious.
WFMU Downtown Soulville program. In the background, Morris Nanton with Troubles of the World, sounding very much like many versions of Wade in the Water. But it's not that. Margie Hendrix did On the Right Track. Sterling McGee did Keep On. Jay Lyle, How Good Can It Get? Al Haskins and the Mastertones, You Got Me. Jeanette Williams, You Didn't Know That. Boy, I played a lot of songs in this record, in this set. Jeanette Williams, You Didn't Know Then, and Karen Small, that slower one that sounded like Walk On By. That was called To Get You Back Again on the Venus label. There are copies of Venus 45 that say To Get You Back Again on them, but they play something else. You got to make sure you get the one that actually plays that track. A little hard to come by sometimes. Okay, 15 minutes of Soul 45 still to come. Going to hear a Staple Singers favorite right now called Power of Love.
Talking about I hope that I should live to see when every man should know he's free. Present sufferings from the past, I make our hearts a bit of sad. I got my duty rock and roll. Now everybody's gotta be
your 4th of July song, listeners. Little Richard, Freedom Blues, ending this week's Downtown Soulville program. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Before Little Richard, Bobby Rush did What Now? He's still plugging away, that Bobby Rush, still recording, still performing. Lee Moses did Free at Last, Charlene and the Soul Serenaders, Can You Win? Staple Singers, Power of Love. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned, not for Mona, but for Ira filling in for Mona. Should be a treat. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s.
Open, close. Hot, cold, soft, hard. Somebody else is here!
We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. Here we go.
Number 9.
This is exciting, isn't it?
This is the Grand Coupe on the goofiest station in the world.
to open the show this evening.